Maine-grown potatoes, carrots, blueberries, and other produce will have more frequent appearances on University of Maine cafeteria plates if advocates for sustainable food have their way. The Maine Food for You Maine Coalition wants the state's university system to purchase 20% of its food from Maine farmers by 2020. A 10-year food service contract will end after the coming school year, and as Patty White reports, Maine farmers are competing for a share.
University of Maine at Presque Isle Junior, Bobby Joe Otway doesn't eat in the school's cafeteria much. It's not because the food is necessarily bad, she says. It's because it's not local.
Yes, it's a large part of why I don't eat in the cafeteria.
Otway is a sustainable agriculture major, so she's passionate about local food. But she says she's not the only student vying for more Maine-grown cabbages, squash, and rutabagas.
The students that I've talked to over the course of this campaign have been really supportive and really just like wanting different foods and, you know, not wanting the same foods like mixed in different ways. So I think they're really open to trying new things.
The campaign Otway is referring to is led by the Maine Food for You Maine Coalition, a group of organizations and individuals that support a sustainable Maine food system. On Monday, the group released its recommendation that 20% of food served at the University of Maine be what's known as real food, produced locally using fair and sustainable practices. A 10-year, $12.5 million food vendor contract for the university system is up next spring. And if Maine farmers can get in on the new contract, says caribou farmer Sam Blackstone of Circle B Farms, it will provide a big boost to business.
It would make sales a little easier. It would definitely bring up market share.
University of Maine spokesperson Dan DeMeritt says staff and board members have been meeting with the Maine Food for You Maine System Coalition for the last several months, and that purchasing local, sustainably produced foods is a priority. But he says the school must also consider other important factors when awarding the next 5-year contract.
We will assess vendors based upon a number of criteria that will include, among them, cost, quality, capacity to service the contract.
The Maine Farmland Trust's Mike Gold says providing locally grown veggies and fruits at a competitive price is a potential challenge. But so long as farmers can provide a cost within striking range of non-local competitors, they have a strong chance of winning the day.
If they can purchase at a 10 or 15% premium above what they might get off the truck from California, for a lot of colleges, that's a reasonable alternative, an option for them.
As for capacity, caribou farmer Sam Blackstone says he's already talked to other farmers who will combine efforts to ensure it isn't an issue for the university. Blackstone says he thinks Maine farmers can provide fruits and veggies well beyond the 20% goal.
Can we handle more than that for the University of Maine? No question in my mind we can handle more than that, but we've also got to change the mindset of the cooking staff and the consuming public.
And administrators at the University of Maine, who will invite requests for proposals in August and award their top pick in January. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.